Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather in Israel is pleasant, with sunshine warming cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a lovely day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a cool breeze under partly cloudy skies. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the IDF, along with the Shin Bet, has killed Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shahma, a former bodyguard of Yahya Sinwar, in a Gaza strike. Also, according to Ynet, Hezbollah launched attack drones at IDF forces in southern Lebanon earlier today, prompting Israeli strikes in retaliation. Also this hour, JNS confirms that Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shahma was involved in the October 7th attack on Israel's Rem base near Gaza. Separately, JTA highlights concerns as a German military base and Lithuanian politics threaten the memory of Jewish partisans in Rudnikai Forest. And finally, the Times of Israel notes a significant cultural loss as access to the historic bunkers in Rudnikai Forest might soon be restricted. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a foreign policy expert, posted earlier today that the Wall Street Journal's story highlights the arrogance of great powers underestimating their adversaries, drawing parallels with Putin's actions in Ukraine. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted today that Israel will expel Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza due to recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News noted today that Israel has ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats following the Dutch parliament's decision to ban trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF and Shin Bet's operation earlier today. Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shahma, a key figure associated with Hamas, was targeted in a strike in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post details that Abu Shahma was linked to past terror activities, including an attack on October 7th. His elimination underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. This could impact the region's security dynamics. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, Ynet reports that Hezbollah's drone attack on IDF positions led Israel to launch strikes across southern Lebanon in retaliation. This escalation follows ongoing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. The exchange highlights the fragile peace and the potential for further conflict in the area. Meanwhile, the issue in Lithuania, as reported by JTA, touches on both historical and political sensitivities. The encroachment on Rudnikai Forest, where Jewish partisans once fought Nazis, raises concerns over preserving historical sites. This situation reflects broader debates about memory and national priorities in Europe. For descendants of Jewish partisans, this represents a potential erasure of an important historical legacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that Orca Security has uncovered a significant vulnerability affecting Google's cloud clusters. This discovery emphasizes the rapid evolution of cyber threats and the challenges in keeping security measures up to date. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the Bardugo Group is advancing two new residential projects in Rehovot. The plan involves demolishing older buildings to make way for 66 new apartments, reflecting ongoing development in the region. And finally, from Globes, Haifa Airport is showing efficiency compared to the congestion at Ben-Gurion Airport. With flights to Greece and Cyprus operating smoothly, there's potential for Haifa to alleviate pressure on Israel's primary international gateway, En Kaimes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.